Oh no, I was about to say quit it.
That's it. That's the podcast.
It's done. Let's hit it. It's What the Buzz. I am Joanna Barba, and I'm joined by my co-host, Emily Slate Murillo. Hello.
Hello. What's up?
We're back after a bit of a hiatus.
Yes.
I had food poisoning.
You needed some recovery. Much needed recovery.
The day that we were supposed to record, I was out because I got food poisoning.
Yeah. And I didn't want to bug you. Like, I know how it is. You're like, okay, if you're not here, there's probably a good reason. I'm just going to let you let you simmer. My mom's like, you should check on her. Mom, I know she likes to just get her rest. I'm going to wait. And that's why I was like, if she doesn't come back the next day, I should be concerned. And he did not come back.
I did not come back. It did not get better.
It's like, I was like, okay, I don't want to bug her, but maybe I should ask, like, are you okay? Because they, for once, nobody said anything. They were just like, she's sick. And they ignored it. And I was,
oh, nice. Good.
Are y'all okay? Because, like, I don't want them to say everyone's business, but at the same time, I'm so used to everyone saying everyone's business.
Right?
I'm like, something doesn't
no
seem right.
Here.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, I'll just leave it alone until the next day. I
was
two days is too much for Joanna.
Yeah.
What's going on?
It's those feelings where I'm like, I'm not going to make it if I go. I know I'm not going to make it.
No.
Dude, I have eaten food in Mexico. I've drank the water in Mexico. I ate tacos and a hot dog made on the grill that was on the floor in Mexico.
Oh, nice.
And I'm done in by the Chinese food place down my street.
Maybe they were in a hurry. That's what I always think.
The Chinese place betrayed me.
Do you go there regularly?
Yeah, that was our go-to spot. We were like, let's get some of this food for lunch. We got it for lunch. And then I was like, I'm going to take a nap because it's Friday and I deserve it, right? I took a nap and I woke up and I was like, I don't feel good at all.
Uh-oh.
And then it happened. And I was just barfing the whole night. I still came into work the next day because I worked Saturday morning.
Brave soul.
And I was like, well, what am I going to do? There's nobody else.
Yeah.
To work Saturdays. Nico doesn't know how to work Saturday mornings.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go in.
Yeah.
I came in and luckily I have like a stash of bags in the newsroom.
Okay.
I just kept barfing in those.
Oh my God. I was be like, I would have had the trash can. I would have done it.
I thought about the trash can, but I'm all, the cleaning person doesn't come until Sunday.
You can just wrap it up and be like, guys, use these bags right here for now.
I just kept barfing in bags.
You're smart. Yeah, you're smart. I would have done reverse and messed it all up.
And then at one point I came into Buzz's studio and took a nap on his futon.
Okay. Everyone has, I think.
I was like, I've got like a good 15-minute break here.
Yeah.
I just need to lay down.
Yeah, I just got to close my eyes. Little rest.
And I was like, you know what? Maybe it's just a 24-hour thing. I'll be fine. It was
dun,
not.
Dun, dun. It was a how long? How long were you out for?
2 days.
2 days.
But it started like
Friday.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I was still a little.
That's what I was saying. Well, no, you had it for
back.
A while.
I got back and I was like, I'm okay. I just need electrolytes. I just need some electrolytes.
You need to rehydrate.
And I'll be fine.
Without Chinese food.
Oh, God. The other day we stopped by this, by Wendy's, and there's a Panda Express right next to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I got like a whiff of Panda Express and I was like, oh, no.
Like PTSD.
It was traumatizing.
No.
Very traumatizing.
I'm so sorry that happened to
and
you.
And I'm like, you know what? It's not the place's fault. Like, every other time, we've never gotten sick before.
Yeah.
It's just a one-off thing. I'm sure that they were just having not a good day.
Yeah, they were rushing. What'd you order?
Orange chicken. And rice.
Fried rice?
Fried rice.
Okay.
And then
I want to blame like the egg in the rice. That's what because I hate eggs.
Okay. I don't want to get like really graphic here, but like I threw up a bunch of rice. Like it was just rice in the first few barfs.
That's why I want to blame that. I'm trying to think what would be sitting out there.
There I was Googling. Can rice give you food poisoning? Apparently anything can give you food poisoning.
Yeah. I think anything can, but it depends. I was always told cheese and chile left out too long is probably
the
like
chile
the worst.
Is bad. Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably the worst kind
if
of
you
food
see
poisoning.
A bubble in, that's bad already. Don't eat it. But it had been a while since I've gotten like any sort of food poisoning.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that one point where you're just like rethinking your life.
Yeah, you're like, I'm just done. I'm not going to eat anything anymore.
Exactly.
I'm going to go on a health diet.
Yeah.
I'm going to go vegan. I'm not going to eat anything anymore.
Never eating orange chicken again.
Nah, and then give yourself like 2 weeks. Like, you know, I'm craving some orange chicken.
Oh, I haven't craved it. I was like, I don't think I'm going to eat it for a while.
And then watch. You're going to crave it soon.
It's going to be soon. I know it will be.
You're going to smell it.
But I can't go there anymore.
No. Yeah, no.
I was like, it couldn't have been the chicken. I saw the chicken. Like, it was fully cooked.
I'm telling you, I want to blame the rice.
And I'm all, it was the rice. And then, I'm all like, maybe it's just me. Like, I'm the unlucky one.
Yeah.
Because I was the only one barfing Friday night. Saturday morning, my sister's up and she's like, oh my God, it's happening. And then my nephew, the oldest one, is all like, I think I'm dying.
Oh my God.
So the three of us had it.
Did you all have rice?
Yes.
Okay.
So we nailed it down to it was the rice.
It was okay. I was like, it has to be because eggs
again,
terrifying.
I don't blame the restaurant whatsoever.
It was just a rush day.
Yes. It was a Friday. Everybody wanted Chinese food, I guess.
Yeah. And that's always my worries, the rush of it, that people are just like, okay, put it on. And it's like 5 minutes. Okay, it's good to go. But no, maybe that didn't cook through. And boom.
It just traumatized me. Like, now I don't want to eat out anywhere. Like, we're just making homemade
food
right now.
Yeah, we have food at home.
Exactly.
It's inflation, guys. We are not. It is. I've noticed with the cat food even.
Cat food?
It has gone up. And I'm like, what is going on? These inflation. Cats should not have to pay $15 for your food now, cat. What the heck? And it's like the cheap brand.
Yeah. Inflation. I haven't found my cheap brand food that they love.
Yeah, or it's missing one of them. And then you got to buy something else.
Yeah. And so I've had to go with like, I think it's like, what is it? I love chicken.
Meow mix. I buy Meow Mix? Yeah, I do buy Meow Mix.
We've never gotten Meow Mix. I mean, the cats seem to like it, but that's not their original food.
And then they're going to get used to it and then they're going to get mad.
Yeah, wait until I go back to the kitten caboodle.
Yeah, exactly. See, no, my cats won't do that because my parents got them on Meow Mix.
Meow Mix.
So yeah, now they won't
like, you better enjoy it now because it's not going to stay like
that. You're living the good life for now.
Enjoy it while it lasts.
Until that inflation hits.
Woo, it's hitting everywhere.
But yeah, no, going back to your food poisoning, someone else came into work when they had food poisoning like that. Michelle.
Oh, no.
She had told me. And I was like, why did you show up? She's like, well, nobody else is going to run the board.
Yeah, who else is going to do it?
True. You are a good employee. Because, she's like, I was barfing. I was just barfing. She's like, I had enough time that I could run in between things. But
she was. I'm here in a mourning mood.
That's why I was like, wait, I know how I can transition this.
We're all mourning.
Because Michelle also had food poisoning.
We're all in mourning.
Yes.
Our Michelle has decided to leave us to a better opportunity.
Yes, it is a good opportunity for her.
Such a good opportunity for her. I'm so excited for her.
I don't want to hold her back.
I know, but I also, don't leave me.
Yeah, but also I'm like, but girl.
I came in and told us, I hope you're proud of yourself. And he's like, what? Michelle is leaving. She just put in her 2 weeks notice. And he's all, why? She got a better opportunity.
Oh, now he's invested, eh?
I'm all, now we'll never have her as a phone screen.
No.
And he's all like, well, if she's so interested, she could come in tomorrow and be the phone screener. She's not going to do that.
It's done. Yeah, she already accepted the job. So nothing will stop her now.
I know. She's a free bird.
She's
just flying out of this cage.
We have uncaged the bird. She will fly towards freedom.
It's something that she's been wanting to do.
Yeah.
It's something that she's really good at. So I'm sure she's going to be great at it. So we wish her nothing but the best.
Yes. She wanted to do more things. We don't do enough, which we hear that from the KLAQ listeners. That we don't do enough on our social media and whatnot.
And then we do, and y'all still bitch about it.
Yeah, and you still complain about it. But she wants to do actual, she's taking film classes, you know, screenwriting, things like that. So
production.
We don't offer that here.
Right.
So no growth. She's got to go somewhere where she can grow.
Exactly.
It'll be good.
It'll be great for her. I'm so proud of her. I'm so excited for her. But also, I'm so sad.
I know.
Our little Michelle is leaving us.
I know, people. It would have been great.
She would have been great on the show.
But now we'll never know.
I told Buzz, now we'll never have her.
No.
And I hope you're proud of yourself.
So when you watch KVIA and you see that great edited footage, you're going to be like, Michelle.
That's Michelle right there. That's our baby right there.
She did a great job.
She's doing great.
So yeah. That's the announcement.
That's our announcement.
She won't have to have food poisoning and work here again.
Oh, God. I hope I don't get food poisoning.
I hope nobody gets food poisoning anytime
soon.
It's
the worst.
It's horrible. That's a great, people should share their food poisoning stories because some are great. I think about the way either what you barfed in or when you realize, like, yeah, this is food poisoning.
You're like, yeah, because at first you're kind of like denying it.
Yeah, like, nah, I got a little upset
it's
tummy.
A stomach bug.
Yeah. Like, I'm fine.
But then once I noticed, that's a lot of rice. And I'm like, oh,
yeah.
It was the Chinese.
Or it could be like my brother, and he thought Whataburger gave him food poisoning. And he was like, yeah, no, I think I'm just, it's the Whataburger. Maybe I'm hungover. So he tried to convince himself, nah, I'm hungover. It's fine. Uh-huh. And it's his gallbladder.
Oh,
so
my God.
He's got to get that thing pulled out now. Because food poisoning shouldn't last a whole week.
That's what I was so scared. I felt like I was never going to get over
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and that's why if it reoccurs, so he had multiple times where he was like, man, I think I have food poisoning. We're like, nah, that's three times within a month.
Times a lady, man. Yeah. You're screwed.
Not food poisoning. And so, yeah, he finally had to go in because the pain scared him so much. He had to go into an ER. I was like, yeah, Ethan, I could have told you that since I had to deal with mine. I was like, could have told you that, dude. Doesn't seem right. But he also has a hiatal hernia. And that's when your intestines go, like, into your stomach or something like that. There's a little hole. Yeah. And you have to get it sewn up. But he was a baby when we found out that he had it.
Oh, okay.
So they're like, it'll come back to haunt you later in life.
We'll worry about that. That's a future problem.
That's a future problem. But no, he's fine now. So just be aware of your food poisoning.
Yes.
It could be food poisoning. Could be an organ.
It could be your gallbladder.
Good times.
Monitor that.
Yeah. Friendly advice from the What the Buzz podcast. Check if it's, how do you know if it's food poisoning or an organ dying?
Tell us what you've barfed into when you realize this is food poisoning. I've barfed into so many bags that weekend.
So many bags.
Because I knew I'm not going to, the studio's down here, bathroom's all the way over there. I was like, I'm not going to make
it. So far away.
And I still had to voice track because I was so sick. I didn't voice track the night before.
I'm surprised you could even speak that you didn't like, whoop.
Every time I did, I had to stop recording. It was bad. I don't want to see
like,
Chinese food for a while.
95.5 Kaylee.
It was, at one point, I was just dry heaving. And I'm all, what's happening?
Like, I'll get through this. I'll get through this.
I'm okay.
Well, you got through it. I'm glad you're feeling better now.
Thanks. I'm back. And we're back with another episode to update you. Michelle's leaving us.
Michelle's leaving.
We still haven't found someone to come in and be our fourth.
You're still a throuple.
We're still a throuple. We interviewed somebody. And when I say we, I mean our boss, Kevin, and I.
Yeah, y'all don't have a say, really.
Right?
It's going to be them. And Buzz. Buzz does have a say because they got to work with Buzz.
Of course, Buzz has a say.
Yeah. And then it made us rethink our whole life. That's why I asked Buzz, like, did you not want me on the show? Was I annoying and you just never told me? No. And I was like, that was a yes.
I know, right?
He totally lied convincing. To my face.
That was not convincing at all. And I was like, what did you think of me? And he's like, I thought we were never going to get you to talk louder.
Yeah. And then I thought he said me. And I was like, I know. And I was like, oh, my bad.
You were still on yours.
I was like, yeah, I'm sorry. I sucked, Buzz.
And then I go, and what do you think now? And he didn't answer that part.
He didn't.
He's probably like, this bitch. And I'm your producer.
He's
now,
probably like, so. Oh, no, you're setting up a trap. If I say anything, right? I'm going to plead the fifth. So
I really do think that the three of us have found like a groove.
It's a good groove.
Right.
I like it. I don't know if we ask the listeners, they'll find something negative
about
it.
I'm sure they'll find something dumb to say about it.
Yeah. But hey, for now, I think the throuple works.
I think the throuple works well.
Yeah. Compared to other throuples in the mornings locally, I think you are the better throuple.
All right.
Not just because I work here, but you guys are still
the
best.
We are the better throuple.
I believe so.
And I keep saying, great, who's going to be our Daphne for when we do the Halloween?
True. And I'm like, if it worst comes down to it, I will be your Daphne.
And then, have you seen Nico's dog?
No.
He could be Scooby.
I thought he was a little corgi.
He's little. He's not a corgi, but he's little and he's so adorable.
Okay,
and I'm all like, he could be Scooby.
Make him Scooby.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Are we set on the Halloween?
That's what I'm implanting into Buzz's brain this
year. I still
year.
Think, yeah. And then we can put it to a vote
every
just because
year,
I need things for social media.
Every year I try to implant something into Buzz's brain.
And
it's worked
to
these
Scooby.
Last 3 years. So,
because he just wants an ascot or whatever. Since he likes to wear them anyway.
He has so many.
Is that what they're called? Yeah, ascots.
Ascots, yeah.
Buzz could do it.
Yeah, he's totally a Fred.
Or it was, I like Powerpuff Girls too, though.
The Powerpuff ones. Guys, is,
and then if we
too.
Could make them the heads, like the guys that dress up as the Powerpuff Girls.
With their
and you're the only
legs.
One that's the actual Powerpuff Girl.
That would be great, yeah.
That's so would, we need one more.
We had a neckline call on a Halloween suggestion.
Oh, crap.
From Okie Dokie Guy.
Of course.
Our local, our loyal listener, I mean. And he said, you guys should be the Devil's Rejects.
Oh, okay. He did have a good one.
I know. We
that's
were like,
where
that's
you guys got
a
it from.
Good one. Yeah. I thought that was great.
That would be a so, good one. Oh, man. See, I like those three.
If you give us boom, throuple boom, boom. Ideas, call us in into the neckline.
Yeah, because Scooby-Doo would require one more person and right. a dog.
And we have a dog. Nico's dog. He's so cute.
I haven't seen Nico's dog.
Damn it.
I thought he would bring it into the studio, and he hasn't.
He brought him in the other day, I guess. Oh, you
jerk.
Weren't here?
Yeah. Yeah, I work from home some
oh,
days.
Oh, right. So maybe it was one of those days because he came in, and he's all like, look what I have, and it was this dog.
He's tiny. For some reason, I thought he was like he's, a medium-sized
He's a
doggo.
Medium-sized.
Okay.
But he has short little legs like a corgi.
Okay.
So he's not like tall.
Oh, and he'll be Scooby.
And he can be Scooby. But he brought him in. And you know how, I don't know if you remember the story he gave us about when Iris asked him, like, are you hitting on me?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So to give you a little backstory, Nico says that he, you know, Nico goes outside to smoke.
Yeah, all the time. I always see him when I drive up.
And I guess Iris and Mike's show had already ended and she was going outside and he, you know, he noticed her and he asks her, what time are you off? Or no, when do you
yeah,
get
off? What time do you get off?
When do you get off?
Yeah.
And that she looked at him real confused and was like, are you asking me out? And I could imagine how awkward Nico got. And he was like, no, like, what time do you get off? What time does the show end? And then she started laughing, you know,
yeah,
like, just
she's
to tease
good at
him.
That. Yeah, she's really
just
good
to
at
tease
that.
Him, like, oh, you know, you're asking me out?
Yeah.
And so the day that he brought the dog in, his pants were falling because he didn't have a belt on.
Okay.
And that later that day, we went to the skating rink.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, it was a Thursday.
So
then,
it was
yeah.
a Thursday. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's all like, I didn't have my belt on earlier. And then Iris saw my dog and my pants were falling. And I was like trying to keep my pants up because they were falling. And he's like, this isn't for you.
He told Iris
no,
that?
No, well, he oh. was like telling me like, it's not for her. And I'm all like, and she already has it out for you, dude. She thinks you're hitting on her.
He's going to get an HR complaint.
Now you're trying to moon her?
First off, he brought his dog.
Right.
Second, he tried to
moon me.
Yeah, he tried to moon me. And I think he tried to use the dog to get me to look at him. That was his whole plan.
The dog was in the middle the whole time.
Poor Nico.
It was hilarious.
He needs a belt. Somebody send him a belt.
He was wearing a belt later that day because we went skating. And he's all like, I didn't have this belt on and my pants were falling.
Oh my God. Freaking Nico.
Hilarious. So yeah, if you guys have throuple ideas for Halloween, give us a call into the neckline. It's 844-805. 6325.
Does he have it on the computer?
Yes.
Okay, because I was like, how did you memorize that?
Little FYI, we are in Buzz's studio.
Oh, yes, we are.
Because our other studios are in use right now.
Yeah. I don't want to risk it, man.
And I was like, damn it, we are doing our podcast today.
No excuses.
It's going to happen.
Day? What day? It's the 20th when this was recorded.
It's a Monday. But because Emily's not here tomorrow, I was like, we are getting this done today.
Yeah. Now we're getting it done.
So we came into Buzz's. Buzz left early.
Which is a shocker.
He keeps evading our bosses.
He's slick like that.
He is. Because every time our bosses keep coming down the hall. Where is he?
I'm yeah. Like,
oh, he's gone.
And I feel like somebody told Kevin that he was here and it's us. Because he walked by and looked in and I was like, is that who you think it is? Surprise. It's us.
We're having some talkings with... trying to bring in somebody new.
Yeah, they got to go through all that stuff.
And we're trying to convince Buzz, hey, we need to do trials with these people before we actually hire them to be our fourth.
Yeah.
Well,
Buzz, you would think.
You would think. It makes sense, right?
Yeah, it does.
It makes too much sense.
But like, no.
And Buzz was like, nah, I don't want to do that.
Nah, we ain't here for it.
He basically just went, nah, I don't want to do that. I asked him, well, how does it make you feel? Uncomfortable.
Do the phone screener.
Our bosses don't want to just hire somebody. Happens if it doesn't work? You know, we need a trial run with these people
We're setting ourselves up for failure guys. Come on. But no, if it makes too much sense, it's not going to happen with Buzz. I think we go back to the phone screener idea. We keep the thruple.
And so since that one meeting where our bosses were like, we need to do a trial run with these people. And Buzz was like, no. And so they kept saying, look, we're going to talk about it. All the three of us, like our two bosses and Buzz. And ever since then, Buzz keeps leaving early. And our bosses keep coming down the hall. And they're like,
where'd he go?
Where'd he go?
Where's Buzz? And I feel him because I can feel like when people look into my office and I'm on my call too. Uh-huh. So that's why we're on calls in the morning where they're like, Buzz, you got to hold on. Let us get through this call. And then that's when he sneaks out.
Yeah, and he's like, this is my moment.
Yeah, and so I can see, I saw him leave.
I didn't.
That's why
he
I don't
left
understand how they didn't early. See him leave. I could feel him looking into my office. I was like, what the hell? There he goes.
He just left.
And he walked by like twice. So I think he went to the bathroom or the restroom, and then he went. Or he was just wandering. I'm not sure. But I saw him walk out. I was like, okay.
He was all, can I get away with it today?
So that's 2 days.
He's been getting away with it for a while.
Maybe tomorrow.
Maybe they'll catch him tomorrow. And if not, Wednesday at our meeting.
They're going to have to Teams him. And that'll be fun. Because he'll pretend he doesn't know how to use Teams.
He really does not.
I still think he's lying. I still think he knows what he's doing.
Emily, he didn't know how to record himself on his phone.
Oh, I forgot I was going to post that for Father's Day. And I forgot. Oh, man. I'll use it for something.
It's Baby Daddy Day.
It's Baby Daddy Day?
That's what they call the day after Father's Day.
Why?
Like, you don't get Father's Day, but you're Baby Daddy. You're a Baby Daddy.
Oh, well.
Happy Baby Daddy Day.
For those who celebrate.
The other day, Buzz came in and was like, let's record me telling you a joke.
Yeah.
And he got his selfie, his phone, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, wait, is this the one that... Because I heard him play it this morning.
Oh, he did
Pirates.
The Pirates one.
Yeah, the Pirates.
But this is when he came in.
Oh, no, this was the wrong one that he can't say. I was like,
he couldn't say.
Yeah, you can't say that on air.
And so Buzz turns his camera on and he starts recording. And it's facing like the back camera. So it's facing the door and he's like, how do I? I'm invisible. He didn't know how to flip the camera.
I'm invisible.
And then I didn't know how to do it either because it's an iPhone.
Yeah,
I don't have an iPhone. I have an Android. And so I was like, dude, we're just going to have to stop the video.
We're going to have to input this audio. Oh, it's in my iPhone. I'll play it at the end. I was like, I can send it to you to put it in the end of the podcast.
We're going
to
put it at the end of this podcast. Yeah, you'll get to hear the dirty.
I recorded it.
It's kind of a dirty joke.
No, I didn't record the joke.
Oh, you didn't record the joke.
It's when he was trying to find himself and I was like, oh, well, let me see on mine. And I just left it running. And so you hear him saying, how do I send you the video? I'm like, you got to airdrop it.
He's all like, I'm invisible.
Yeah. No, I got to say, what is it? What's an airdrop? And stuff like that. That's what I got. And then I was like, oh, I'm recording. So it's like a minute long.
It was hilarious.
I'm invisible. Yeah, I wish we recorded that. No,
he did. That video has to be there because he was recording the whole
time.
No,
he did send it to me then.
So he has to airdrop that to
me. No, I do have them. I just have to find them.
Oh my God. It was hilarious. Buzz does not know how to do things.
I still like to believe he does. But then I do think, I think he doesn't. Joanna's right. He doesn't. I'm giving him more credit than I should.
I think you are. Yes. So he's been evading our bosses these last few days. We met with someone new.
Yes.
And we interviewed this person. And I thought, oh, well, they're very eager, willing to learn.
Yeah.
And I thought, perfect for a phone screener.
Yeah.
And Buzz keeps evading the question of, we need to have some trial runs.
Focus on the phone screener because there's a lot of things we're missing out on the show that will help engage with listeners if we had a phone screener. Mm-hmm. It would be so much better.
And this person already is very knowledgeable in the social media categories.
Yeah.
Very.
Knows the importance of social media.
Exactly.
For a show or to build your brand, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And she can answer her phone a bit, so.
Yeah, for sure.
That's all you really
need.
And
my question was, hey, how do you feel about the hours? And she's like, well, what time do I have to be here?
Yeah.
I'm like, 5:30. And she's like, oh, yeah, I can do that.
You say that now.
I know. It's a big commitment.
Yeah, everyone who's like, yeah, I can do that. I'm like, give it a month. And then you're going to be like, man, I miss my sleep. I miss being awake during the day.
I miss being able to go to the movies at night.
Yeah, I miss having a life because I don't have to go to bed by 7 or 8.
Exactly.
But
you adjust.
Yeah.
You get used to it. I'm hosting a movie party tomorrow.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
I'm excited. I'm really bummed because of my stupid food poisoning. I missed the first one.
Pitch Perfect. And I love Pitch Perfect. It's a
and
good movie.
And Nico had to step in for me.
Have Nico join you again just if he wants.
Oh my God.
And then you guys can do the dirty dancing scene.
You don't know how much I contemplated in bed.
Yeah.
Just like, I'm going to make it tomorrow to work and to do this movie party. And then like I barfed again and I was like, Joanna, you have to get better.
You're going to be on that stage introducing Pitch Perfect.
Exactly,
and
right. Nope. And I could barely even stand.
Yeah, no. Sometimes that's your body telling you, you got to rest, Joanna.
And I was like, I had to make that message to Adrian.
Oh, yeah.
I had to be like, hey, man, I'm so sorry. It's last minute.
Yeah.
And that it's the very first one.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make it.
Just be like, hey, man, everybody gets
guilt?
One. Yes, of course, all the time where you're like, no, I'm not going to do this. Or, man, I really need to be there. This was out of your control, dude. It was nothing you can do. And they know you're not doing it with, ill intentions.
It was like this guilt I had, especially because our boss had texted me at 10 in the morning on Monday. How are you feeling? And I know that that's the check-in to be like, are you coming tomorrow?
Yeah.
But because I was asleep, I didn't answer him until 2 hours later. And I was like, no, I'm going to need another day.
This ain't happening. And no,
but it's that
you need
guilt.
To rest. Yeah, you're going to have that guilt, but really you can't do anything. You're better to stay home than to barf on a stage.
Yeah.
Or barf on a mic.
On a mic. And I was like, crap, I barfed here on Saturday. Yeah. Veronica came in after me. I'm all Lysoling everything down.
Yeah, good. At least you're considerate.
Thinking God, I hope it's not a stomach bug because that would suck.
Yeah, then it would go through this whole studio.
It was just me.
It was just that Chinese food. Stay away from that.
Chinese
just
food.
Another warning. Stay away from that Chinese food.
We have food at home.
Yeah, we have food at home.
Where I have monitored everything.
Exactly.
I'm just sitting there I've eaten the food in Mexico. I drank the water.
You're always like, man, yeah, I eat.
I had all
things.
These other opportunities to get it.
And no, you're fine.
No. Orange chicken does me in.
You never know. Radio station coffee, radio station pizza, you're fine. Nothing's going to happen.
Right?
But
I've eaten the pizza chicken. In the fridge.
Yeah, the pizza in the fridge or random food.
Who knows how long that's been there?
Oh, you guys take in listener food and I'm always like, yeah, nah, I'm not going to.
We do take listener
food. I'm not
going
to try that. And you guys are like, nah, it's good.
Lisa would not eat it.
It depends.
And then I'd be like. Well, we saw who brought it in. It's not that bad. And they're like, it's a cookie. They're cookies.
Yeah, cookies I'm good with. But now if someone were, I don't know. I guess it would depend on the food.
I think we've gotten
cookies.
Is there
weed in here? You never know.
Sweet. I didn't have to pay for it.
Or roofied.
Aw, damn.
Is it weed or a roofie?
I've been roofied before. It's
Bill Cosby. Oh, God, Joanna.
I'm pretty sure I was roofied.
My God.
The next day, I was dying.
Where the heck did that come from?
I went to this birthday party of my sister's friend. And Emily, I swear, I only had 2 drinks.
Okay.
2 drinks.
Yeah.
And I was so hungover the next day. I blacked out a little. I remember getting in an Uber with my sister. And then I was like, I remember thinking, I only had 2 drinks. Why am I so drunk?
Yeah.
And then we get home and I knocked the hell out.
What the heck,
I woke
Joanna?
Up the next day and me and my sister were like, what the hell? I felt like crap.
Oh, my God.
And I was
scary.
We only had 2 drinks.
Ooh.
And then my mom's like, did you let anybody get you the drinks? And we're all like, oh, Raul. And I'm like, what? How do they have the roofies? What the hell's happening?
I don't know. It's a powder, I guess, sometimes.
Why would they roofie us?
Why would they? I don't know. They want to make funny. I don't know.
I don't know, but
that's
I
scary.
Felt like crap. And so
side note.
This past year, my sister's like, oh, Monica's having a party. And I'm like, no. The last time I went to her party, I got roofied.
Never again.
Never again.
Add that to the food poisoning. Never drink over here at this party. Never
drink at one of those birthday parties.
Or just double cook the rice and still eat it.
Maybe I should have, right?
Right.
And I would.
If I really love the rice, I'd be like, I'm just going to order again. Cook it a little bit more.
It was so good.
Yeah. And then good luck. Go with God. It took me about.
Go with God.
I think it took me about 4 years to eat again from the place that I got food poisoning because I really liked their green enchiladas. And I was like, they did me in.
They did me.
But I think it's time to try it again.
You're all, I am ready to be hurt again.
I was ready to be hurt. And I was like, as long as I'm by a bathroom, I know it can happen. It's all right. I consent to these enchiladas.
You know what? I survived the first round. I can do it again.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
No, I can't smell Chinese food right now.
Give yourself time.
I'll give myself some time. But when we passed by that Panda Express, I was like, oh, God. The rice.
Oh, yeah. We're going to keep coming back to the food poisoning. Just saying, guys.
I got food poisoning.
We're going to come back.
The last time I got food poisoning was in 2008. For Halloween, we got pizza from Little Caesars.
Ugh.
And we ate like a bunch of it.
Yeah.
And then like that night, I was like, oh, no, I'm dying. And it was me, my sister, her ex-husband, and then my nephew. And then I had some friends over.
Yeah.
And one of my friends texted me and he's like, hey, are you sick?
Oh, so it wasn't just you again?
Yes. And he's like, oh, my God, I think it was the pizza.
Oh, man. Especially on Halloween.
It took me like a few years before I could eat Little Caesars again.
And then you came to work here.
And then I worked here.
And now you can't get... Well, it's been a while. They're talking about working on that.
They should. That's what people that are remotes go for.
Yeah, we can bring back the pizza and the drinks for the people.
And the sodas from the good guys at Khalid.
Yeah, Khalil.
Khalid.
Somebody used to say Khalid. I was like, it's Khalil, guys, not Khalid. I wish he gave us soda.
That'd be fun.
But no, we're hoping to bring that back soon.
And now let's go into my favorite articles.
If we want to transition into from food poisoning to wedding articles that you wrote, the wedding food.
Wedding food.
That I don't think, can't trace it all the way back to El Paso. We can't find out if anyone had food poisoning from that because those onion rings looked incredibly greasy.
Oh, yeah, they did.
And I have a radar now of I'm like, ugh, that's going to mess me up. That's all I think about now when I look at food. Like, oh, what's going to mess me up? That's going to mess me up.
Over at KaylaQ.com, I wrote this article from Reddit. And it said, it's like shitty food porn.
Yeah, that's a subreddit,
that's
right?
That's a subreddit. Yeah. And somebody posted this picture and it's macaroni and cheese with hot dog cut up in it.
Yeah.
And then onion rings. And they said, I was served this last night at a wedding.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, was this a Disney wedding or did they not want to shell out the money for food?
Yeah.
And somewhere in the comments, the original poster is like, this wedding was in El Paso, Texas, if that helps. And I'm all.
And everyone's like, what do you mean?
No, that doesn't help at all.
That doesn't. What is that supposed to
mean?
We
all know what traditional food is here, right?
Yes. Brisket.
Exactly.
Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who is serving macaroni and cheese?
And menudo after.
Yes. Good
but
job. So
none of that was to be found.
So everyone's like, yeah, that doesn't make sense at all why that would be El Paso.
Yeah.
And well, that didn't answer any questions.
And then someone had said, oh, it's probably because they're from Fort Bliss.
Yes.
Yeah.
So then over on Reddit, they're very upset. Like, this is crappy. It's awful. How dare they? Over on FitFam, people were like, looks good to me.
Real El Pasoans.
Real El Pasoans.
Like, I'll take it.
Yeah. At least they fed you.
Yeah. And I just keep saying they could have at least made the hot dogs octopus or octopi, whatever. And then place them on top. Yeah. Place them on top of the mac and cheese. You make the little eyes and then you cut its little legs. It would have been adorable. I don't know if the theme was under the sea. Could have done that. I'm already thinking like I'm going to make one of Maeve's parties doing it for my daughter and be like, guess what we're serving? Mac and cheese.
Everyone's all like, I don't know why people pay so much money for food when Old Faithful is always there for you.
Yes.
Mac and cheese and onion rings and hot dog cut up in it.
I find the combination weird though. Like onion rings and mac and cheese?
Yeah, right.
That's what I'm saying. I would have just gave you a big old bowl of mac and cheese
with
the octopi.
Hot dog octopi.
Exactly. Forget the Mesa Street Grill one. Kevin keeps talking about lobster and mac and cheese. they serve that.
Okay, well, that's above my pay grade.
That, yeah, so. Exactly. That's too rich for me. Hot dog and mac and cheese. And I haven't had that since I was a kid.
Sounds delicious.
I need to bring it back. I did enjoy it. But yeah, going back to your article, very well. People are excited. Joanna is blowing up digitally.
I am fit fam famous.
You are fit fam famous. You are bringing attention to a house that some people may be tired of, but others are still loving it and are invested in it.
That's why I haven't written anything about it yet. And Nico has told me, Joanna, strike while the iron is hot. Keep writing.
Eventually it'll die. But for now, people still love it. If there's something else, which I know Nico has some insider information.
He did. He called his person.
Yeah.
Who had insider information.
And if they want to come in and have us record him and we'll just, black him out or whatever.
Yeah, Buzz has the technology to edit
change
your voice.
The voice. We can do that. You can come in and talk about your experience at the house. Make it an article.
No judgment. Boom. Just, I want to know what happened in that house.
Yeah, and Joanna needs to hit her bonus. We have things we need.
Exactly.
So, come on, scratch our back. We scratch your back. We'll give you, free Jack in the Box or something. I don't know.
That'll be fun.
That's what we can
offer.
That's
always fun.
Jack in the Box. And maybe it'll be a good thing. But even my sister-in-law was like, did Emily write this article? She thought it was from me. And I was like, no, it's Joanna. My duty is to say, hey, this is good. Keep writing about it. Oh, my God.
I found it.
Am I coming in hot? I can see it. Whoa.
No, but I found what I screwed up.
Okay, good. Yay.
No more pressing. It's because Buzz has his keyboard down here.
And you go boop.
And I keep pressing things with my elbow.
Leave it all there. Just leave it there.
Anyways.
Nobody touch anything.
We call it the El Paso fuck house on the show. It's not a fuck house. It was just a house where a polyamorous family was living.
Yeah.
They weren't all married, but they were all in a really consensual relationship together. So obviously the 10 bedrooms were needed because there was 9 of them
so
altogether.
Many people.
Plus their children. Some of them had children.
It's insane, but you can see the videos at KaylaQ.com.
I try not to judge because, you know what? Whatever works for your relationship, I don't care.
It's not affecting me personally.
It doesn't affect me. I know I could never be in a polyamorous relationship
because
I'm very jealous.
Uh-huh. I agree. I'm
That's
right with
my
you.
My toy.
Yeah.
Don't play with my toy.
I don't share it. Uh-uh. Gross.
Exactly.
To share that.
You stay off of that.
To each their own.
But to each
not
their
my
own.
Thing.
If you can do that, that sounds amazing to me because how are you not jealous? I have questions.
And you get more love. Fine for you. Cool.
Right.
Not here for it.
But
I am not here for it.
How do I be less jealous?
Ah.
Is the question.
I don't know. That's a whole nother issue. That's a whole nother podcast. We need a psychologist in here.
There's this TikTok of a guy that's like, do you ever feel embarrassed of a guy who broke your heart? Like, he didn't have the looks or the personality, and he still broke your heart. Like, I don't know. I would be embarrassed. And I'm all, I am embarrassed.
Yeah, very much so.
I'm so embarrassed.
Very embarrassed.
It happened.
Yeah, and I cried about it on air, and I'm embarrassed of it still to this day.
I didn't cry about it on air, but I cried about it at a bar. And, the bartender was like, is she okay?
No, give me another shot.
No.
Shots for free.
And my friends are like, she just got broken up with.
And it sucks.
So there I am crying in the middle of the toolbox.
And nobody gave you a free drink?
No, they gave me a free drink.
Okay,
but, you
good.
Know, at that point I was just like, I don't want this.
Yeah, you're going to get too drunk. But I'm going to call him. I'm going to call him back. Are you one of those?
No.
Okay, good.
I keep my pride, and I'm like, I'm never calling him again.
And I will murder
But because
everyone.
It hurts, you know. I gotta cry it out. I cry.
That's
cry
the best
lot.
Thing. Cry every day.
I cry every day.
Cry every day. Cry
at around 8:30.
That new Bob Saget comedy special on Netflix made me cry horribly.
Oh, no.
And I was like, I gotta hold it in.
What did I watch
I
the
love
other day?
That. The John Mayer crying. Song is what makes you cry horribly. Great song. Stop the Train, John Mayer. Just saying, people. You need a life song. And about losing your parents. About life going too fast. Oh, man. It was a whole slap in the face on Father's Day. So just saying. Good. It's a good special, though.
I'll check it out.
Jim
I had
Carrey's
to stay
great.
Off social media yesterday just because everybody was posting pictures of their dad. And I'm all, I can't do this.
Not today.
Not today.
Yeah, always. My parents get very sentimental too because they both don't have their dads anymore as well. And so they always, the days leading up,
right,
they'll mention like, oh, this reminds me of my dad. And I can tell like they're very in there.
Like the sections at the store, like, oh, Father's Day and all that. And I'm like, ugh, I can't. Like, there I am crying in the middle of Walmart.
See, another reason to cry.
Crying all the time. I cry all the time.
It's very healing. It's a healing experience, people.
Yeah. Don't knock it because
it
helps me greatly.
Go to KLAQ.com and cry while you read articles.
Yeah, that's great too. Find out more about that fuck house. They have 3 episodes, or I guess it was supposed to be the start of a reality show.
From the New York Post.
From the New York Post, and there's only like 3 little episodes. They're like 4 or 5 minutes long.
And it died out. Weird.
And then because a lot of the times the claims that people were making were like, well, these chicks worked at the Red Parrot.
Yeah.
And blah, blah, blah. And then in that reality thing, it shows the Red Parrot.
Dun, dun, dun.
And it's like, well, it was something called something for the fellas, but you don't know if it's an escort service. Uh-oh. And then in that thing, it explains what something for the fellas was. And you're like, okay, it kind of makes sense.
The plot thickened.
And then boom, FitFam picked it up. Shout out to them because they actually gave me credit for it.
Nice.
They tagged the wrong radio station.
Yes, but they cross post your stuff. Yeah,
right. So then it happened the day that we went to the roller rink.
Yeah.
And then I'm leaving the roller rink and Buzz had showed up.
Yeah.
For a little bit.
Of course he did.
But then he calls me and he's like, Joanna, did you know that you're on FitFam? I don't know. Yes, I know. And he's like, my daughter was just looking through it. And I'm like, oh, really? And he's like, yeah. And she was like, Dad, look at this house. Isn't this by where we live?
And is I'm it? Like,
it's kind of by where he lives.
Oh, he needs to go get pictures. I already told him. Yeah. Like, go on your little bike ride or whatever you do.
So then
go
I
get some
him.
Pictures.
I'm like, yeah, they tagged me in it. I'm like, but they also tagged the wrong radio station. They put Kiss FM. And he's like, you send an email right now and tell them that you're for KLAQ.
Be like, whatever gets me more views.
Yeah, that's whatever gets me views. And then I got a ton of follow. I started getting notifications like, so-and-so's following you. And I'm all, who the hell are all these people?
On Instagram.
Oh, I didn't know why they were following me all of a sudden. And then somebody sent it to me and they're like, you're FitFam famous. And I'm all, oh, that's why I'm getting so many notifications.
We're going to use that. We need to use your fame, Joanna.
I know, right? So that same exact moment, I'm like, I'm going to put this article up on my Instagram. Click the link. There it is.
I want Buzz to introduce your entertainment news now. And now here's FitFam famous Joanna Barba to bring you entertainment news.
Yes.
Boom.
Let's do it like that.
Yeah. Tell him from now on, be like, I would like to be introduced as FitFam famous Joanna Barba.
Thank you. But then Buzz goes that his daughter tells him, so do you guys just rip off FitFam stuff? And then
he doesn't like her name.
He doesn't like girl. Girl. And he's like, no, we don't. It's more like we rip off them. They rip off of us.
Yeah.
It's a collaboration.
It is. And we
but
are
also,
glad.
Yes, we kind of rip off.
But yeah, but still,
I just
want
to
so
say
hard.
That the macaroni and cheese wedding dinner was sent to me first.
Yes. Lisa is still doing her work.
Lisa's still, you know,
from here.
Sending me stuff. So she sent it to me.
Yeah.
Then she posted it on her stuff.
And they were like, hey.
And I think that's how FitFam got it.
Yes.
And then I was like, now they're going to really think that I'm just ripping off FitFam.
You should tell them, like, hey, just to let you guys know, Lisa sent it to both of us, okay?
She sent it to both of us. And I was too tired to start writing about it at that moment.
Yeah. She's like, hold on, dude. I had food poisoning.
I'm still trying to recover.
I can't look at this hot dog and macaroni thing. Come on. I had food poisoning. Give me time.
Anything with food sends a chill down my spine.
Yeah, FitFam. Give us some time.
And I was like, damn, they're going to think we really are ripping off.
We kind of do. Kiss FM, when Trish was with Kiss, she was ripping them off hard. And I was kind of like, slow down a little bit. Stop ripping off their articles.
I know. I always think like, damn, if FitFam already got it, it's old news.
It is. And yeah, unless you can do a different take on it, let FitFam have it.
Yeah,
let
exactly. It.
Yeah.
Because I'm all, by then, everybody has seen it.
Exactly. And they don't care.
And I'm like, how am I going to spin this?
Them
but
and KTSM.
I'm
going to
say like the macaroni and cheese thing, I needed an article.
No, yeah. And I'm still, I don't think that girl ever answered. We were trying to see if they could confirm. If you could confirm it is from El Paso, that's a story within itself.
Right.
Because where that's was this the rumor.
And it was on a Thursday night.
Who has a party on a Wednesday?
Exactly.
Well, that girl hasn't responded. Or whoever it is.
Whoever.
On Reddit.
posted. And then I went to the person's like Reddit page. Yeah. And it shows you like everything that they comment on.
Yeah.
And that's like the only comment.
Exactly. I did too. I was looking into like, who are you?
We're all stalker status on
Why
this.
Are you making fun of El Paso?
I know. That response of, this wedding was in El Paso, if that helps.
Oh, we should respond doesn't. And be like, El Paso, Texas or El Paso, Colorado?
Oh. No, Texas. I think they did put Texas. Oh,
damn it. Well, I still want an answer.
But I did love the differences between like the people on Reddit and then the people on FitFam. On Reddit, everybody hated it.
That could be an article too.
That's what I put in my article. Yeah, like everybody hated it on Reddit. Like, but over on FitFam, everyone was like, at least like, you got
true
food.
True El Pasoans. That's what I really true. Love their yeah. mac and hot dog and onion rings.
Yeah. Old Faithful.
Old Faithful. Here's why.
Iris is so nice.
She is. She's incredibly nice.
Like super nice. Like I feel like
I
now
it doesn't die.
I'm like, it's making me look bad. I need you to stop it. She gave Buzz a Father's Day gift.
I saw that. And Mike.
And Mike.
From Kiss FM, yes.
And I'm like, who gave you a Father's Day gift here? You're nobody's daddy here.
He's all our daddies.
He's all, I'm a daddy.
If we want our jobs.
That's true. And he's like, no, Iris gave me one. And he's like, she is so thoughtful. She got him microwavable burritos. Because that's what he eats
and
for breakfast.
She roofied them.
And then I'm all, yeah, don't expect that from me.
And he got all sad.
I don't need you to. Now it's putting all this type of pressure on me.
Come on, Buzz. Buzz doesn't even get you guys Christmas gifts
anymore.
She
shows up, Emily, way before me. Already with like her hair and makeup done. She's like in a nice dress.
Yeah. She's and dressed for the occasion.
My goblin ass is like, hey, what's up? Stumbling in at 5:30. Stumbling in at 5:30 and I'm all, what's up? Good morning.
Good morning, Iris. Can you lend me that eyeliner real quick?
Right.
Thank you.
She put like a nice caddy in the women's restroom.
Oh, she did. I did thank her for that. Well, dude, thank you for that. We need that.
With, you know, feminine products, some lotion.
And
some...
there's a tampon shortage, so just so, saying.
Amazing, right?
Yeah.
We have to figure out when her birthday is.
I know. I'm going to have to go in the system.
And we got to find this out. And
we got to get her more than a cake.
We got to get her something really good.
And Buzz has to get her a gift. But yes. Mike, so I did listen when Mike and Iris talked about the gift too. Uh-huh. And she got him for Father's Day a Michael Jackson Thriller shirt.
Aww.
Because the joke is that Mike needs to stop wearing rock t-shirts. That's all he owns, AC/DC, right. Queen. And we said we need to get him like Katy Perry or people we play on Kiss.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, they don't make fat man shirts because I think he's like a 4X.
Okay.
And Iris got him one that's a 3X. And he was even like, oh, you're sweet. You think I'm a 3X? And she got embarrassed. So I'm kind of trying to like play it off like, no, I got it. You know, I got it in a smaller size.
She's all nice about it.
Yeah, she was still super nice about it. And Mike was trying to crap on her like that. He was still very sweet about it. But then he tells her to ending that, oh, so now I got to start getting you gifts. Is this a thing now? Are we going to have to get each other gifts?
Exactly.
He was straight up about like, man, I'm a bad gift giver. And she's like, no, I don't expect anything from you, Mike. It's just
so
a thank
nice.
You. Yeah, so nice. And he's like, well, I'm not a bad gift taker, so thank you. Give me all the gifts you want, but I'm not going to get you anything.
On Friday, I told Buzz, I'm like, yeah, don't expect a gift from me. Happy Father's Day, dude.
That's it. That's all you're getting.
That's all you're getting.
You're going to just get.
And he's all, she is so thoughtful.
You better get her a gift.
I know. And I'm all, we got to find out now when her birthday is.
I'll check her Facebook
What does
page.
She like the... Find out things that she likes.
Cookies.
All right.
Girl Scout cookies. I don't know.
And we got to get
We're
her something
find
nice
because
she does such nice things for us here.
Yeah.
For Women's International Day, she got us some treats.
She did. That was very sweet too.
And so thoughtful. But
frickin'
also, freaking Iris. Now I'm looking bad.
All of us are looking bad. We're like, what do we
Who
do?
The hell keeps going through
that? I know. I get distracted easily. I'm all worried.
Somebody's walking through it. Anyway, speaking of Iris, here's one of my favorite things. From our website.
Which you can Iris's, also read at KayleeQ.com.
Yes, over at KayleeQ.com, you can read Iris's best pickup lines to use on a rainy monsoon day. Now, I don't listen to their show because I'm on my own
show.
Yeah,
you're kind of working.
But I've seen the clips of her doing her pickup lines.
Yeah.
So that's like her thing.
The Instagram, yeah.
And so she had like the DoorDash driver in one day.
I know, and I was like, girl, too soon because I was like, don't leave the door propped open.
Like, you don't do that a lot, Trisha.
Yeah, too soon. But yeah, they let this guy in and they're like, hey, let us do some pickup lines on you. And it was great.
And I love her delivery of them. Like, yeah, she does them so good.
That's what she even said. She's like, it's all about the delivery, guys.
Okay, so let me see if I can try them and see how they sound on me.
Okay.
Hurricane Irene is a category 3, but if it had your name, it would be a perfect 10.
Okay.
These are great.
They're cute. No, do the. So she always has one that will get you slapped. That's what she always ends with.
Oh, okay. The bottom one. Yeah. Caution, this pickup line will probably get you slapped.
Yes.
Hey, want to feel the rush of my monsoon?
No, so you're like, girl, can you say that on air? But they handle it very nicely.
The storm is supposed to knock the power out, but your eyes have all the electricity I need.
Ah, it's corny.
Is there a rainbow today? Because I think I just found the treasure I've been searching for my whole life.
I need her to actually try those out, though, on people.
Right. Try them out on Nico.
Oh, my God. We should tell her, like, hey, just, like, trap them in the hallway one day and say your pickup lines.
Boy, when you don't text me back, I sometimes go into a tropical depression.
That's a good one.
I love Iris.
Oh, no, she was good. I felt so bad. We have a meeting every Tuesday. And with the KISS people. And she was like, hey, Emily, you never text me back. And I thought I did. I was like, I'm so sorry, Iris. I thought I did. And during the meeting, I went to go check my text. And I was like, oh, my God, I missed your follow-up text. I'm so sorry, Iris. Because she was asking about, like, so should I still do this article or not so I don't have to go? And I didn't see that. I honestly didn't. Uh-huh. And I told her, I was like, I'm so sorry, dude. Please forgive me. I really didn't see that. And she sent me a picture of Dwight, and I was like, I'll help you. What do you need me to help you with? Because so I can make up for it, girl. And she's like, nah, dude, I already get ghosted by guys, and I'm getting ghosted by you. And I was like, dude, I didn't mean to.
She's so funny. Like, in the off conversations that I've had with her, she's hilarious.
She's hilarious. She's great.
And also,
she could have been the co-host here. I'm just saying.
Buzz didn't even remember when she filled
in. I know, he's such a butt, because that was an offer. Like, she could have came in. She could have done news. Stupid.
He's all like, Iris says that she has filled in for news with us. And I'm like, yeah, she has. And he's like, no, she hasn't. I'm like, Buzz, yes, she has. I'm like, because at the beginning when Fernie left, we were going through some people to see who would fill in.
And she was new,
It was her and Patty from...
Patty Maese.
Not her.
No? Patty.
Patty from KISS.
Campos.
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was... Well, she came in. I was still on the morning show and Patty Maese.
Oh, okay.
The blonde one came in.
Patty Campos did it. I think we had Scott do news for a few days.
And Scott did news. Exactly. He could have been a good co-host too, I think.
And so he's all like, no, she didn't. I'm like, Buzz, she filled in for 2 days. I'm like, and you didn't even give her the time. That's what Buzz does.
When That's he just another one that got away, man.
That I know. And now I'm thinking, like, damn, we could have had Iris.
Great. Yeah.
She would have been great.
She's good in either role. So I'm glad she's with Mike. They're doing very well.
They're doing very well. Yeah. And those pickup lines, I love them. It's my favorite thing. I hope she never stops doing this.
So we're going to try to do an on-demand with her pickup lines and them too. So
hell yeah.
That's coming as well, people.
And then we're going to have to get that thing where we just trap Nico and Iris so she can do her pickup lines.
I'm like, dude, let's set it up. Let's scare him because he'll probably scream. If she were to just pop out of a hall, he'd scream.
You know how he's so skittish.
Yeah. She just hits him on the pickup line and runs away. It'd be hilarious. I gotta tell you that.
Yeah, we'll work on that. Mm-hmm. I was also gonna bring up the KLEQ comments, but we've already run this one really long.
Well, go to our Instagram, KLEQ's Instagram, to see those.
So we posted a video of me reading like my favorite comments.
Yeah.
And they're usually stupid comments.
Yeah.
And so somebody like really doesn't like us or our playlist.
Of course.
And so I'm like, they're responding to each other, right? Back and forth. And it's like 10 comments in a thread.
Yeah.
And I'm like, every time, like they hated the video too. They were like, this isn't even funny.
Uh-huh.
But I'm like, every time that they came to comment, they had to see the video.
Yeah. So you're just giving us views, dude.
Exactly. Right.
What is wrong with you?
And my mom's all like, Joanna, I've always told my mom and my sister, don't read the comments.
Yeah. Don't read the
comments.
Just
don't read the comments. Because it's going to upset you.
Yeah.
And unless you're like me, I don't care.
Yeah.
Your boos do nothing for me. Mm-hmm. I've seen what makes you cheer. to quote
Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty. I've seen What Makes You Cheer. And so today we were talking about Charlie Sheen's daughter who's doing OnlyFans.
Yeah.
And like Denise Richards, the mom, responded and she's all like, I have to give her credit. She's 18 years old and she's handling this so well. She's like, all the negative comments that she's getting, she just lets them slide. She's like, I'm older and I've gotten my share of negative comments and I still don't know how to deal with it. And so we're like, Buzz, you can't, you read one negative comment.
And it ruins his day.
It ruins his day.
Maybe even his week, because he'll keep bringing it up too.
Yes.
Like, Buzz, let it go. Don't read the comments. Get
and to
out
me,
of there.
I'm like, yes.
Cool.
Keep coming back with those.
Yeah, yeah, just give me those views.
Give me,
give me that click.
Every time they had to comment and reply back, they had to see the video.
Yeah. Because at first you're kind of like, ah, oh, dude, what the hell? Like, don't say that.
Yeah, like,
what's wrong with you?
But then it keeps going and I'm all, you're just adding to my view count.
Like, yeah, you must be sad. Like, it turns into more like, if you're here, writing all these comments.
And then,
are you okay?
Yeah. Like, and then we have our faithful ones who are like, why are you here?
Suck if
you don't
it. Like them? Yeah.
So thank you to the
we
faithful
ones. We appreciate
you. Appreciate it so much.
I do. Because, yeah, one of those comments someone had said too, and they're like, oh, their social media is always dumb. Whoever's putting their content together, I'm like, first off, that's me.
It's Emily.
And you don't even know it. But you're here. I'm trying to remember if it's the same guy. And I'm just like.
Probably. Like, you've already complained once. Why are you back again?
Yeah, why are you here? Are you okay? It's more about you, sir.
Are you doing
well?
Go
on with your life. Yeah.
You're obviously going through something. It's all right.
I'm going to go to sleep. I'm going to go eat something nice and go to sleep. I hope you're okay, sir.
I hope you do well, too.
Yeah. Wait for our next video because it's coming.
We'll come back with some of those comments because that was great.
Yeah, we'll get a thing
and
going.
Hopefully Iris posts more of her pickup lines.
You're gonna do the comments. Iris will do some pickup lines. We'll get it going.
Love it.
We'll start a thing.
We're doing it here.
We're doing it live.
We're doing it live. Thank you for joining us on this episode of What the Buzz. So sorry it's been so late. I hope I don't get food poisoning.
Yeah,
for
fingers
a while
crossed.
Now.
And we hope you don't get food poisoning.
Yes, we hope you don't get food poisoning.
Yeah. Cook your rice twice.
Make sure your rice is fully cooked.
Just in case.
We'll see you next time on What the Buzz. Let's quit it.